Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Judy. Have you got a moment to discuss last week's sales figures?
I'm actually on my way to a meeting, but you can ask me something briefly.
The sales figures for your branch are much lower than they have ever been. The board of directors is pretty upset about it. Is everything okay at the office?
Well, not really. There are some problems with my staff at the moment, and they aren't working like they used to. There is a conflict between some of the staff. I know it's affecting sales figures, and it is a serious problem.
Really? Do you think we need to fire someone?
I think that's the only solution. I'm going to see how they go in the next week, and I will make a decision.
Number 50. What are the speakers mainly discussing? Number 51. What does the woman mean when she says,
I'm actually on my way to a meeting?
Number 52. What possible solution does the man suggest? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Hello, Mr. Morgan. This is Deborah. We have a bit of a problem. The person that was supposed to give the keynote speech next week is sick, so we need to find a replacement. Would you be able to do it?
I'll be out of town for the next 4 days on business, and when I get back, I'll be quite busy.
I see. The board of directors would love to have you do the speech. They really liked it last time you delivered it.
Thanks, but I'll have to pass on it. I just have too much on my plate at the moment. If I had some more time to prepare, I would have considered it.
Okay, I understand. I'll let the board know. I hope you have a safe trip.
Thanks for your understanding, Deborah.
Number 53. What is the problem? Number 54. What does the woman ask the man? Number 55. What does the man imply when he says,
Thanks, but I'll have to pass on it.
Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation.
TriStar Logistics, how can I help you?
Hello, I have a delivery coming today, but I won't be at the office all day. Can you reschedule to deliver for another day?
No problem. If you prefer, we can leave it with someone at your office.
That won't work for me. The delivery contains some expensive pieces of art, so I want to personally receive it.
That's fine. When would you like it delivered?
Before midday would be perfect.
Okay, if you could give me your cell phone number, I can have the delivery man call you when he is in your neighborhood.
Number 56. Why is the man calling TriStar Logistics? Number 57. What does he imply when he says, That won't work for me? Number 58. What does the woman say she wants? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation with three speakers.
Hi, Ruth. Hi, Greg. Unfortunately, there is going to be a delay on the delivery of your computer equipment. We won't be able to deliver it until tomorrow.
We needed that equipment today. We are going to miss some important deadlines without that equipment.
If we miss that deadline, we might lose some very important clients. Is there any possible way you can get it to us today?
I'm sorry, it's not possible. We haven't received the equipment at our distribution center yet.
Okay, I know another supplier who can guarantee same-day delivery. I'm going to call them and ask if they can supply us with the equipment.
Number 59. What are the speakers mainly discussing?
Number 60. What problem do the speakers have? Number 61. What does the woman suggest they do? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation and floor guide.
Hi, Aaron. How is the painting going? Have you finished most of the work on level 2?
No, it is taking longer than we thought it would. We had to get some more paint delivered to the site, so we just started working again.
Okay. When you finish on level 2, please come up to the fourth floor. We need your help to paint the ceiling. We don't have enough ladders. I suggest you bring at least 3 more ladders. There's a lot of work to be done here.
Sure. We just have one more coat to put here, and then I will come up and help you finish.
Number 62. Who most likely are the speakers? Number 63. Look at the graphic. Where is the man currently working? Number 64. What does the woman recommend to the man? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation and chart.
Good morning. I need this gown cleaned. I have to attend an award ceremony tomorrow night, and I've only just noticed that there is a big stain on the back here. I need it cleaned by today. I know your service usually requires 2 days, but this is an emergency. Can you help me?
Yes, I can have it ready for you by 9 p.m. It will cost $36.
Are you serious? But your price list says it should be $12.
Well, yes, but if you need an emergency service, we charge 3 times the price. I have to delay other people's orders to clean yours, so it causes me some problems.
Okay, I understand. That's fine. I'm busy this evening, so I will send my intern to pick it up tonight at 9 p.m. Her name is Julie.
That sounds fine. I'll have it cleaned by 9 p.m. Number 65. What does the woman say she will do tomorrow? Number 66. Look at the graphic. What is the gown made of? Number 67. What does the woman say she will do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation and road sign.
I apologize for being late, Bruce. The Cranston lot on Prunkle Street was shut because of water damage from the recent hurricane, so I couldn't find a parking spot.
That's fine. Most of the staff is late today because of the Cranston lot closure. Where did you park? Swinton Road?
There was a couple of spaces there, but the sign said I couldn't park there past 8 p.m. I think we will be working late tonight, so I just parked on Menzies Street.
Oh, that's a smart move. I think Menzies Street parking is 24 hours, so I suggest we have an early dinner and then get this project finished tonight. Number 68. According to the man, what is causing people to arrive late to work? Number 69. Look at the graphic. Where is the sign most likely located? Number 70. What does the man suggest they do?